and you look at this game and you really saw Appalachian State come out with a different intensity than what we saw yesterday, what was the biggest point at the beginning part of this game?
Well, I think like you said, Colin, they came ready to play and ready to get revenge on after yesterday's loss. And we came out like we won by 30 yesterday. That's what happens with a young team. You know, I think sometimes maybe you feel a little bit overconfident coming in. Shout out to App State. You know, all credit goes to them because they came ready to play with a huge amount of intensity in the first quarter. And we weren't ready for that intensity. And that first quarter really, really hurt us. You know, we dug ourselves a hole that we had to fight out of. And then obviously third quarter, we couldn't score.
It was a tough night shooting for Georgia Southern. Did finish 38% from the floor, but 6 of 23 from behind the arc. And after you shot so well yesterday, we talked about it before the game, you would think that things even out and not going 50-plus percent from both behind the arc and three like you did yesterday. But what was the biggest thing that Appalachian State did different today that gave you a little bit of trouble?
Well, they obviously came with energy. You could feel it from their bench that they wanted to put right what they felt they had got wrong yesterday. That their defensive intensity was higher from the jump, basically. Felt also like our threes that we took came from the ball moving around the perimeter rather than us getting the ball in the paint. Yesterday, we did a great job of sharing the ball, attacking the paint, and kicking it out for three. Today, the ball stayed on the outside, and so it's a contested three when we took it. So obviously App State did a good job defensively, and I think that we settled for that outside shot too much, having shot the ball so well yesterday.
Talk about Tatum Barber a little bit. We talked about her yesterday with 14 points, finishes with 16 today, 6 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 2 from behind the arc, also with 6 rebounds. She was the Freedom Fighter player of the game yesterday, but trying to learn a new role is Tatum this year, a little bit different from what she's had in the past. But what is it about her game that kind of really impacts not just her with the 16 points, but really the entire team?
Well, Tatum's a competitor. She wants to win, and she showed that tonight. And I think there you see the kind of veteranness versus the freshmanness sometimes. She understood in Sun Belt Conference play, you can't take a night off. You can't relax that energy, that intensity. And so she came ready for a Sun Belt Conference game again. And she played with the same intensity that she played with yesterday. That's probably what shows on the stat sheet. And I think it's a lesson for our young team that you've got to come ready to play every night, whether it's a back-to-back or not.
Georgia Southern will hit the road to take on the Trojans of Troy next week on Friday and Saturday in Troy, Alabama. 7 o'clock to tip off on Friday, 5 o'clock on Saturday. What's the biggest thing that you guys look for the next week to get ready for the Trojans?
We have to learn from today's experience. Obviously, defensive intensity and rebounding, most important things we said before the game, and that really showed out, I think, throughout the rest of the game. So we've got to make sure we're ready to play defense and rebound and then look to share the ball offensively. We've got to learn from today's mistakes and hopefully we'll grow up quickly.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk when we get to Troy.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks. Well,
once again, that's acting head coach and Chris Straker. A 70-58 final, Appalachian State tops Georgia Southern here inside Hanner Fieldhouse as, again, a split for Georgia Southern on the weekend. That'll wrap things up for us. Again, a final score, Appalachian State 70, Georgia Southern 58. For Chad Jackson and Sports Information, for Ronisha Smith, my broadcast partner this afternoon, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody.